How did that guy know where to find you?
I assume he saw my name and address at the bottom of the letter I nailed to his door.
You signed your real name?
Of course I did. What's gonna happen? A vegan is gonna physically attack me? They are basically made of glass. But more importantly, if you believe in something, you sign your name to it. Which is why the makers of carbonated water will soon know exactly where to find me.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis, let's get to it. It's Wednesday, September 5th, 2018. Welcome to day 594. A senior Trump administration official published an anonymous essay in the New York Times claiming cabinet members discussed removing Trump from office early in his presidency, quote, given the instability many witnessed, end quote. The official criticized Trump's amorality and reckless decision-making, saying there is a quiet resistance within the administration of people choosing to put country first, and that Americans should know that there are adults in the room who fully recognize what is happening, and we are trying to do what's right even when Donald Trump won't. Trump called the unsigned op-ed a disgrace and gutless. He attacked the New York Times for publishing an essay by an unnamed administration official who claims the president's advisors deliberately try to prevent Trump's misguided impulses. The anonymous official wrote that Trump's impulses are generally anti-trade and anti-democratic. At a White House event, Trump addressed the op-ed, saying, "This is what we have to deal with," and adding, "They don't like Donald Trump, and I don't like them." Sarah Huckabee Sanders, meanwhile, called the author of the resistance op-ed a coward who should do the right thing and resign. Sanders accused the author of choosing to deceive Trump by remaining in the administration and called on the Times to issue an apology for publishing the, quote, pathetic, reckless, and selfish op-ed, end quote. Meanwhile, NBC News says Trump is in the worst mood of his presidency and is frequently calling confidants to vent about his selection of Jeff Sessions and FBI Director Christopher Wray. Trump is criticizing Wray and painting him as another Justice Department official who refuses to protect Trump's interests and is possibly out to undermine his presidency. Trump also suggested that protesting should be illegal after Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing was disrupted by protesters. Trump called it, quote, embarrassing for the country to allow protesters. You don't even know what side the protesters are on, end quote. Meanwhile, Trump called for NBC to lose its broadcast license, tweeting, quote, I have long criticized NBC and their journalistic standards worse than even CNN. Look at their license? Question mark. The FCC actually lacks the legal authority to revoke broadcast licenses over news content. Robert Mueller's office, meanwhile, agreed to accept some written answers from Trump, according to a letter from the special counsel's office to Trump's lawyers. The questions would focus on whether his campaign conspired with Russia in its election interference, but Mueller still intends to interview Trump in person about questions of obstruction of justice at a later date. And finally, North Carolina's unconstitutionally gerrymandered congressional maps will be used in the November midterm elections. A federal court concluded that there is insufficient time to redraw the maps before the election, even though that same panel of federal judges ruled in August that the maps favored Republicans and were unconstitutional. And now to the polls. 538 is forecasting that Democrats have a 77% chance of retaking control of the House of Representatives. Republicans, meanwhile, have a 22% chance of maintaining control. And the Kaiser Family Foundation says 37% of voters approve of the way Trump is handling his job, while 59% disapprove. The Washington Post says 36% of registered voters approve of the way Trump is handling his job, and 60% disapprove. And the latest numbers from IBD and TIPP say Trump's job approval fell 5 percentage points to 36% from August to September. Republican approval fell from 83% in August to 76% in September. And overall, 56% of the public disapproves of the job Trump is doing, which is up 3 points from August. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen called out Putin for interfering in the 2016 election, saying it was a direct attack on U.S. democracy. 2. The U.K. charged 2 Russian military intelligence officers with attempted murder for poisoning a former Russian spy in England in March. 3. Putin claimed he doesn't know the 2 suspects behind the poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter in March. 4. The White House is discussing possible replacements for Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis. 5, the EPA failed to justify its increased spending on Scott Pruitt's 24-hour security detail, according to the Inspector General's report. And 6, when it comes to a possible government shutdown, Trump says, quote, if it happens, it happens, end quote. Congress is facing a September 30th deadline to pass spending bills to keep the government open. Also, stay tuned for a full roundup of the Kavanaugh hearings later this week when we have a little more perspective on what actually happened. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.